So throw a little wood on the fire. Now put your hand in mine and love me all the time. And throw a little wood on the fire. Now your loving smile drives me wild, baby. Your kisses fill my heart with desire. So if you're loving me just like I'm loving you, just throw a little wood on the fire. Put your hand in mine and love me all the time and throw a little wood on the fire. Now your loving smile drives me wild, baby. Your kisses fill my heart with desire. So if you're loving me just like I'm loving you, then throw a little wood on the fire. Just for me, baby. So throw a little wood on the fire. Now give me all your love and be my turtle dove and throw a little wood on the fire. Now your loving smile drives me wild, baby. Your kisses fill my heart with desire. So if you're loving me just like I'm loving you, just throw a little wood on the fire.
All right, this next one's going out for my mom and dad. 50 years together, jeez. Anyway, I remember this one from being a kid, so here it is. Bimbo, going out for my dad.
You're going down the road to see a little girlie-o. Bimbo is a little boy who's got a million friends, and every time he passes by, they all invite him in. He'll clap his hands and sing and dance and talk his baby talk. With a hole in his pants and his knees are sticking out, he's just big enough to walk. Bimbo, Bimbo, where you gonna go, yo? Bimbo, Bimbo, what you gonna do, yo? Bimbo, Bimbo, does your mommy know that you're going down the road to see a little girlie, yo? Bimbo's got two big blue eyes that light up like the stars, and the way to light them up is to buy him candy bars. Cracker Jacks and bubble gum will start his day off right. All the girlies follow him just a begging for a bite. Bimbo, Bimbo, candy on your facey, oh Bimbo, Bimbo, chewing on your gummy, oh Bimbo, Bimbo, when you gonna grow? Everybody loves you, little baby bimbo. Catch him sitting still, he's just the roving kind. Although he's just a little boy, he's got a grown-up mind. He's always got a shaggy dog a-pulling at his clothes, and everybody calls to him as down the street he goes. Bimbo, Bimbo, where you gonna go, yo? Bimbo, Bimbo, what you gonna do, yo? Bimbo, Bimbo, does your mommy know that you're going down the road to see a little girly old.
This next one's going out for you, George W. Bush.
Now look here, Joe, quit acting smart. Stop being that old brazen sort. Don't you go sell this country short. No, no, Joe. Just because you think you found a system that we know ain't sound, don't you go throwing your weight around. No, no, Joe. 'Cause the Kaiser tried it, and Hitler tried it, Mussolini tried it too. Now they're all sitting around the fire, and did you know something? They saving a place for you. Now, Joe, you ought to get it clear. You can't push folks around with fear, 'cause we don't scare easy over here. No, no, Joe. You do the things you do, you getting folks mad at you. Don't bite off more than you can chew. No, no, Joe. 'Cause you want a scrap that you can't win. You don't know what you're getting in. Don't go around leading with your chin. No, no, Joe. Now you got tanks, some fair-sized tanks, but you're acting like a clown. 'Cause man, we got Yanks and a mess of Yanks, and you might get caught with your tanks down. Don't go throwing out your chest. You'll pop the buttons off your vest. You're playing with a hornet's nest. No, no, Joe. You know, you think you're somebody we should dread just because you're seeing red. You better get that foolishness out of your head. No, no, Joe. Now, you might be itching for a fight. Quit bragging about how your bear can bite. 'Cause you're sitting on a keg of dynamite. No, no, Joe.
It's a Jeep.
Yes, it's a Jeep.
Jumping Jeepers, what a Jeep.
It's the surprise of the year from Willie's Overland, builder of the mighty Jeep. It's the Jeep station wagon, a double utility family and business car that goes far beyond conventional station wagon design. The Jeep station wagon is new, brand new, planned for wider usefulness, real riding comfort, and top economy. Check these three big features. One, all-steel body and top.
At last, a practical, safer body with lasting finish.
Two, seven adult-sized seats.
Marvelous. And loads of carrying space, too.
Three, the world-famous Jeep engine.
Any veteran knows the power and stamina of the Jeep engine.
The Jeep station wagon meets the needs of
surveyors, dock players, and roofers, more proofers, and foremen, outdoormen, trade fast, scout masters, repairmen, club chairman, coal miners, designers.
Jumping Jeepers, what a Jeep.
It's the car for you, too. See the Jeep station wagon now at Willie's Overland Dealers.
Now your local announcer will tell you where you may see and buy the new Willie's Jeep.
And speaking of local announcers there, that's us, pal. I think there's a little bit of a time warp in this thing. That was an ad from the 40s. Obviously, Overland, Willie's Jeep.
Can I get one of those announcers?
Made by Chrysler now.
Come on, All local announcer, where can I get one of those?
Maybe in Atlanta. They have them in these crates. Legend has it they have them in the crates with a whole bunch of, like, I get, what's that stuff? It's naval jelly is what it is. So all the parts haven't rusted, and they're packed up in these things with wax paper, and it's just an assembly required kind of thing. You have to put the Jeep together from scratch.
Well, Jeepers, Jeff, that sounds great.
That does sound like a lot of fun. Anyway, we had a nice long set there. Started out with Neil Young with Payola Blues, and that's one of those ones there that I just love playing that today because that has been the game for a while. And following up with that with Chuck Wayne, Thank You, Call Again, kind of a fun rotary dialing. You know that ain't common anymore. I wonder if you can get one of the new dial rings that you get for your cell phone, and it sounded like pretty, you know, it's kind of fun for me, Loki, like this, with it nice and loud. Anyway, the deal for me is the rings on this dial-up are probably something you can download now, so your cell phone sounds like a dial-up rotary phone.
I miss my old regular phone.
I miss that, too. I like it. I like it when you had call letters and numbers, too. I'm that old, but all right. Kenny Burr is there in the Arkansas Rambler with the, let's see, throw a little wood on the fire. Boy, my writing's getting bad. And then Bimbo going out for my dad. That was Polly Possum and Joel Wolverton. That's a little different than the ones we know. Bimbo, Bimbo, where are you going to go, Leo? I remember that one was about 3 or 4, I think. And then followed up one there for our favorite pal in office.
Oh, yeah, that for you, Joe W. Bush. That's a no-no Joe, or in our case, no-no George. It's a don't go around leading with your chin. You're biting off more than you can chew. Don't push people around with fear, because we don't scare so easy around here. Hitler tried it and Stalin, too. They're sitting around the fire saving a place for you. So it's just kind of about those tough guys who think they can get themselves into a heap of trouble and scare folks, and we don't scare so easy around here. So I thought I liked that one. It's a little Hank Williams as Luke the Drifter with no-no Joe.
Well, I don't know where we're going at this point, pal. We got all kinds of different things queued up, and we've been playing around with a bunch of different kinds of stuff here, and we got that little nice pedal steel in the background that we like to play. Maybe we'll just pull this baby up and see where she goes, all right? You are listening to Route 78 West, two loose nuts behind the wheel.
Still on the line. Damn. to spin. And too young to, I stumbled onto a picture of you. You wild bitter tale, all cherry oak and tears, as the branches look in. The summer is done, we are two, dear. Pull back the drape and let the silent light in. Soon I'll be on that highway, and there the stretch of 99 take so many lives, one of them was mine. So hand me that little wallet picture in 1985 one more time. And the lights on the street, when I'd walk to you at night, we're so blindly lit for little flames. His, mine, and yours, and the torch in the attic. Well, I woke up late and kissed you away as you packed up your load. Last look, and then the U-Haul broke free, and the dishes are flooded all over the back room. And damn, the stretch of 99 that takes so many lives, one of them was mine. Hand me that little wallet picture in 1985 one more time. Stretch of 99 that takes so many lives, one of them was mine. So hand me that little wallet picture in 1985 one more time. Underspent, too young, too, I stumbled onto a picture of you.
All right, there you have it. Richard Buckner coming to town here on Saturday night at the Larimer Lounge. I think he's going on about 11:30, so you guys get there early. Know how it is with the Larimer, but it'd be fun to see what's going on. A little reading on the internet has told me that he's got a bunch of new material and a new record coming out, and definitely was good last time he was here at the Climax, so we'll see how it goes. Kind of psyched for that. And then before that, brand new, hot off the press, Richmond Fontaine. That's exit 194B. That's my favorite on this new record called the Fitzgerald, and These guys get this thing out, I guess, and it's a great review in the post-Rocky Mountain News this morning. I guess Ricardo Baca is a guy, he's usually pretty good on his reviews, and he's got the feel and the right idea about what this thing's about, so it's kind of nice to see people getting it. And started out there, you know, this is a set of highway songs, essentially. Scud Mountain Boys with Wichita Lineman, a couple calls on that one. So.
Yeah, we got a call on that from someone said, I've heard the older version, but I like this one better, and I think I actually like the Scud Mountain cover better, too.
You know, Pernice Brothers are also coming to town. That's the Scud Mountain incarnation with Joe Pernice. They'll be at the Bluebird on Thursday night. Definitely worth checking out. Good disc. You know, he dropped the twang and put the new order in the mix is the way I look at it. And some of the stuff's good. Some of it's a little lesser so. But
it's going to be a good show. You know, we also got a couple of calls on that that Bimbo song. One lady out in Louisville called and said she wants to know where she can get a copy of it. And then someone else, actually Peter of the North, a DJ here at the station, called up and said that he thought it was referring to this snack food manufacturer in Denver.
Bimbo's a dog, too. Bimbo was a dog in Betty Boop. There's a long story behind it. It's also, you're not supposed to say it about girls that are large and whatever. We're not going there. So I don't know where we're going. We're going in the gutter. You are listening to Route 78 West. Highway Songs did it. They put me in the gutter again. And KVCU Boulder is the place you're hearing this. If you're listening on the radio, www.route78west.com. You can hear it as an MP3. We try to put up the hour segments. It usually takes a day or something for me to do that. Mm-hmm. Try not to do it at work. You know how it is.
I also got a mention from our buddy Joel, who does the Terrasonic show out here on 1190, that a website, unheard.org, had linked to our site. And apparently Time Magazine picked them as a good source for finding internet radio stations and had a number of Radio 1190 shows linked up there. So hopefully we'll be getting more of our back shows on. And you can go to route78west.blogspot.com. Or
yeah, you got that too.
That's the place to go.
Yeah, there's all these digital things. Just do a search, Grace. And playlists are probably even more important thing. Webmaster Jay does a good job. Actually links some of the artists and some of the stuff that's going on, so you can find things that way. But we got one here. I was playing some of the new Sun Volt last week. Still think that's a great disc. I think it's one of these ones that kind of surprises a lot of people because it's actually got the energy and sort of reinvigorated, I guess. Jay Farrar really playing like he means it this time around. Lots of great tremolo pedal and stuff. But also had a nice little deal he did. He put out an Afterglow EP, is what it's called, Afterglow 61, and it's only available at the independent record stores around town. And that is for you guys that can't keep track, Wax Trax, Bart, Black and Red, and what else? What are we overlooking here? You don't go to record shopping.
That requires money.
Twist and Shout, yes.
And Twist and Shout.
Yes, yeah, do not forget these guys.
I think that's actually really cool that they're doing that. I mean, basically they're saying if you're a consumer and you're going and purchasing this record, you get a reward if you go to an independent record seller. And I think that's something we all have to remember when we make any kind of purchase. If there's an option where you can go and support a locally owned business, do it. I mean, that's what we're about here at Radio 1190. And you should try and do that in your life as well.
Do we get payola for that?
That's right, yeah. All those independent businesses are throwing all their hard-earned cash at us.
All right. Well,
huge corporations.
Here's one here. I like this. We played this last week as the strong album version, but here's an acoustic version of Gramophone. It's kind of fun because it is sort of about what Route 78 West tends to be about. Listening to the vinyl in the grooves.
Generations can't be wrong. Roll around with their favorite songs. Vinyl disc with power to hypnotize. Visions of blues and jump and jive. Colors and sound jump out. Sitting by the gramophone. Same as stone. If it warms a soul, takes a strain away from an ice cold brain. Thank you. time, juke joints and honky-tonks collide. Sing the burdens, the hardships of life, legends through sound survive. Colors and sound jump out, sitting by the gramophone. Same as stone, if it warms a soul, takes the strain away from an ice cold brain.
Everything about me When will you come back
for that one.
That well, is indeed it for that one.
That's enough for me. That was enough. That's great, Bruce. Thank you.
That's a nice old, let's say, unreleased recording or something there. Hollywood Kids is the name of it. Probably not too many of you guys know that one. Early days. I think he's talking about some of his Hollywood kids, like Ryan Adams there. We played that one when you come back home, and you were making fun of those lyrics.
Here's the thing. We all loved Whiskeytown. The gorgeous sincerity of Heartbreaker was phenomenal, and it kind of launched him into a bigger spotlight. And I know from talking to him personally, he was actually a little bit nervous about what that much kind of big record label money would do to him and if people would stop taking him seriously. And I think he's managed to maintain a sincere-sounding voice, but I was raising an eyebrow a little bit at the production on that, and I was looking at the lyrics in there a little too. I don't know, maybe I just shouldn't say anything.
Hey, don't say anything at all, man. You won't be in on the guest list next time, pal. That payola.
We gotta watch that payola.
You gotta watch that stuff.
Great stuff from Ryan Adams on Route 78.
Send us the new disc at least. All right, that's about it. I had to go buy that one. That's the kind of radio station this is.
No, so. I think you know, a lot of people have said he kind of went Elton Johnny for a while. I think he's coming back. I think he's coming back to the sound that people like, Ryan Adams. And so if you're an old time fan, you might like that new album.
Yeah, actually, a little return to form is a good thing, and next time around, he's got 3 records supposedly coming out. I think the word is quality control.
I'm excited to see what he comes up with.
All right, well, we're kind of rattling here. A short little set for us after all the yapping that we've been doing here. That was obviously the Hollywood Kid was... Hollywood Kids is something there from way back. Let's just leave it at that, Springsteen. Then When Will You Come Back Home from the brand new disc, which is pretty good for Ryan Adams. And Then Gramophone Son Volt started us off, a nice acoustic version with the Dylan S. Carp, if you ask me. So it was kind of fun for that. And we were talking about the Pernice Brothers coming to town Thursday, and DJ Danny gave us a call up there. He's going for sure, and figured I ought to play you a track off this. It's kind of, I don't know, it's sort of got some of the Scud Mountain feel, but it's definitely a little bit different than that. But I like this track, so I guess without further ado, we ought to just play you this, and you can give us a call and tell us what you think here on Radio 1190.
From you. hooked-up phone calls and knuckles in phony brick walls and cornfields growing up too fast. Wharf and tires and chapel spires and other things I thought were gonna last. This highway runs longer and faster than I do. It rolls on for always, dipping in and out. Dark sky turns to blue. This highway runs away from you. This highway.
Great, Elise, sir. This highway runs through all the way. Iron Flowers is the name of the song. That's actually a pretty nice brand new disc. Kind of interesting. Webmaster Jay approved of that one, but he had a hard time with that Pernice Brothers one, I think.
In an uncharacteristic and unprecedented move, Web Wizard Jay, who's generally the silent behind-the-scenes type, sort of grabbed the mic and said, "The aliens have landed." I guess that was his two cents in editorial for the day. If you want to hear more of Jay's pen voice, you can always check Route78West.com for the show notes, where he puts some links and some commentary on the program. What else do we have on that set? There's just those two, right?
Oh, no, there's a third one there. No, there wasn't. That was actually all there was. I have one queued up here. It was called to my attention just by my own mental little guy that lives in the back that kind of does the... you know, the serial killer stuff and all that I haven't played.
You have a serial killer in the back of your brain, yeah, and you're telling
everyone
on the public radio?
Every morning I kill cereal before I go to work. But, I'm sorry. That's really bad. But I did realize I had, no, I didn't even know I was going to say that. I had a, that was the guy behind me in my head. But I did have an interesting thought, which I forgot. Oh, yeah, we haven't played any surf songs is the issue.
Hey, and, I don't mind. We did a lot more of the stuff from the 30s and 40s, which was fitting to my taste.
Well, there's an issue with me is this Route 78 West show has a rule. There must be at least one surf song for every show.
I don't know why, but if we have arbitrary rules, that's as good as one as any, I guess.
They're made to be broken, too, but I have something queued up, you guys. Don't worry. It's already ready to go. That's why I thought we had three. But I don't know. We're playing around with the genre a little bit today. Some down-tempo mellow stuff for you guys. That you know, sometimes at work you got to listen to slow stuff at least. Jay's always looking for the hard rock. Anyway. All right, we're rattling. We got some background noise. I'm gonna bring this up, and then we'll go right into the Lone Surfer from Johnny Fortune. This is an unreleased one from 1960, and it's actually really nice. I'm kind of amazed it wasn't a major hit there on those radio stations, but then again, he probably just didn't pay the right amount of payola. So we're going to come back out of this with I think I'm going to do creep into some trucker stuff out of this surf. Make sure you guys have your radio turned up real loud so it'll be kind of jarring, and the juxtaposition will kind of wake you up.
And then around 7 o'clock, we'll roll out down to Tom's for our wholesome milkshakes while you guys can stay tuned for Mike Flanagan's Classic Underground, which will be coming up at 7 o'clock here on Radio 1190.
All right. We'll see you again here. We might come back, but I think the party's just about over.
break 19. I need a radio check out there. Anybody copy me?
You gonna give me a radio check, driver? Come on back.
You gonna give me a radio check, driver? Come on back.
What's your 20, driver?
What's your 20, driver?
Oh, that's funny. You're a real funny. You're a real lucky.
Give a couple of clowns access to radio waves and just watch the bar lower. Hey, wait a minute. What does that say about us?
I don't know. That was a good one there. That's Deadbolt. That's a mocker for you guys who are looking for that one. It comes off of Voodoo Trucker, and some folks like that one a lot. So
some folks probably do.
Sort of the Cramps version of Surf with a little bit of the CB that I miss so much.
I think the Cramps are a little cleverer than that. But
we have come to the end, like
golly
literally
gee.
The end.
This has sort of been our Paola show, and I couldn't find it. I wanted to play the Dead Kennedys version of Pull My String, you know, give me a toot, I'll sell you my soul, pull my string and I'll go far, drool, 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 drool my Paola. Paola. That was the theme of the show. Thank you.
Very good, Loki. Very good.
Yeah, I'm no Jello Biafra. I can't quite warble my voice like that. But we're not going to play that. Instead, we're going to play something a little more contemporary from a much bigger wig who is a little outraged and upset by the state of radio in this country. And Tom Petty, I think, says it well on this next song, which we'll leave you with till we come back next Sunday from 5 to 7.
All right. Hasta la vista.
Don't understand anymore. Well, it top brass don't like him talking so much, and he won't play what they say to play, and he don't wanna change what don't need to change. And there goes the last DJ, who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. There goes the last human voice. And there goes the last DJ. Well, some folks say they're gonna hang him so high, 'cause you just can't do what he did. There's some things you just can't put in the minds of those kids. As we celebrate mediocrity, all the boys upstairs wanna see how much you'll pay for what you used to get for free. And there goes the last DJ, who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. And there goes the last human voice. And there goes the last DJ. Sometimes it'll kinda come in, and I'll bust a move and remember how it was back then. And there goes the last DJ, who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. There goes the DJ.
We'll be right back.
KBCU, Radio 1090, Boulder.
Thank you, everybody. We'll be back in a little while with some more music for you.
Tracy to kids. Tracy to kids. Come in, kids. Come in, kids.
Thank you.